from ESPN joins us. Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I have a bunch of teams ready to roll for the playoffs here, too. So, I'm excited. You know, the only problem, I think, with the conventional fantasy leagues is, you know, it gets, a luck becomes a larger variable come playoff time, right? I mean, it's 1 week, you know, you can't have a down week or you're out. So it gets tougher, but I'm looking forward to it.
So how many leagues do you play in?
Well, I mean, this is going to sound crazy, but you have to understand I've been in leagues my whole life with, you know, family and friends. And we have industry leagues on campus up here at ESPN, and we travel to do some during the year. So I'm actually in 14 of them. it's a lot. It's a lot to manage, but headed to 12 playoffs, so can't complain.
Man, that's unreal. It's like a full-time job just to monitor your leagues all the time. You're picking the waiver wire, trying to make trades. It's crazy. So we got some texts coming in, a few things to ask about. But I do, like, Josh Allen's been really good for Buffalo. They're a really good team. But as you mentioned, it's one game. They're taking on the Ravens. Meanwhile, you know, you've got other guys. Now, Trubisky just played. But, you know, other people are wanting, like, Sam Darnold, they're playing Miami. Would you, or Fitzgerald, either one of the Fitzpatrick, would you play Fitzpatrick and Darnold ahead of Allen based on a matchup?
I wouldn't this week. The nice thing about Josh Allen is, even though he's playing a Ravens defense that has been outstanding as of late, really good against the pass, he adds value with his legs, right? I mean, you know, he can, if they shut down the pass, it doesn't really matter. He can scramble. He can run for, you know, 50 yards and a touchdown. He, believe it or not, he's more rushing touchdowns with 8 than Lamar Jackson does this season. So, he's just that versatility with a quarterback that can run and pass adds to his floor and makes him a good fantasy option regardless of the matchup. And we actually just saw that recently with Lamar Jackson, who had some good some really tough matchups and ended up putting up decent fantasy production because he adds value with his legs. So that's a long way of saying that, no, I would still start Josh Allen this week.
Okay. When you look at certain running backs, because there's injuries like the Bell and Connor injuries, I think have a lot of people scrambling, going a little bit deeper on their benches. So if you could start two running backs out of Geis, Samuels, Laird, or Darwin Thompson, who are you going with?
Oh, my goodness. You said Geis, Laird, who else?
Darwin Thompson and Samuels.
That's actually pretty close. Thompson will depend. I guess Damian Williams is out, so that's a tough one. I'm going to say Jalen Samuels. I have him ranked the highest against Arizona, so I'll go with him. And then I'll lean towards Geis. Keep in mind, the Jets are actually very good against the run, against running backs. So
yeah.
That's a tougher matchup than you might think for Patrick Laird. So I'm going to go Geis and Samuels here.
Okay. Now, when you look at one-game matchups, I know you dig into the matchups. Is there certain guys, like, we know there's the obvious ones, like, you got to start your best players. You can't suddenly, oh, geez, I'm not going to play Hopkins this week or something like that. But are there certain players that you've dug into this week to say, you know what, this guy might be usually an average play, but this is a really good matchup for him. I might have to roll the dice on, like, a flex player or maybe, you know, your third receiver, depending how deep of a league you're in.
Definitely. There's always guys like that. I think Will Fuller's a guy, you know, he's coming off a down game and is a borderline play. He's had some big highs, obviously some low lows, and they're playing Denver, which might scare you, but he is a great matchup with Chris Harris likely to shadow DeAndre Hopkins. He'll be on the other side, and Denver has really struggled at the number two corner spot. So I like Fuller. How about the Giants perimeter receivers, Darius Slayton, who's been pretty good as a rookie, and Sterling Shepard? They're going to face off with the Eagles, and you know, we just saw them getting lit up badly on the outside. Devontae Parker had a career day against Ronald Darby on the outside. That's who Darius Slayton's going to see most often this week. So those guys are, if you're looking for a dart throw, a high ceiling play, I think you can look to the Giants wide receivers. And how about Devontae Freeman? I think he's worth a note. I think you're usually starting him, right? But he's underwhelmed. He does not have a rushing touchdown this season, believe it or not. He has 3 receiving touchdowns, but if you're on the fence, I think you could fire him up this week. I have him in my top 10. They're playing Carolina. They're at home. The Panthers have allowed the most fantasy points to the running back position over the past 6 weeks. They're up there for the season as well. They've actually allowed the most rushing touchdowns. So perhaps this is the week Freeman gets into the end zone on the ground and puts together a big week. So I think if you've if you've had him all season long, you keep him in your lineup this time around.
Mike Clay joins us from ESPN, NFL reporter, of course, a fantasy expert as well. I was noticing just on, like, if you play in those individuals where you want to go in a DSFF for dollars, Drew Brees is under 6,000 for the first time ever. He's at 5,900. So when you look at Brees and then a guy like Ryan Tannehill, if you're in straight up fantasy, who would you go with of those two this week?
Straight up fantasy, I actually have Tannehill at 7, and I have Brees all the way down to 16 playing the 49ers. So for me, it's a pretty wide gap. I'm going to be screaming Tannehill this week against that Oakland defense. And, you know, I take a little bit of pause knowing that the Raiders have been a pretty good team at home this year and really bad on the road.
Yeah.
But I still think Tannehill has played well enough now for going on 2 months that he's earned the benefit of the doubt. I think we can feel pretty confident firing him up. Just because, you know, like I said before, he can throw the ball pretty well. He's been one of the most efficient quarterbacks throwing the ball since he took over from Mariota. But he's adding value with his legs as well. So you mentioned Daily Fantasy, by the way. I think he is probably the best value at quarterback this week. You know, he's probably the 15th highest priced quarterback. I'm looking at 17th highest priced quarterback, and he's only 5,800. You know, I've been projected over 20 points. I think he's one of the best possible plays in daily.
Do you play daily, Mike?
Yeah. We actually have a podcast up here we do every week. So I do. And, you know, we're usually focusing in on cash games, you know, maybe throw a tournament lineup out there once in a while. But, it's certainly a different way to attack fantasy football, right? And, you know, especially if you're eliminated now, if you fell out of the playoffs, you had a bad luck season, now it's, you know, it's an alternative for people out there.
I was going to ask you, like, your strategy, how different is it? What have you found when you're playing daily, how different it is? You know, because obviously there you just go matchups. Do you have to look more in depth just because it's almost kind of like playoffs during the year a little bit, because it's not about, well, hey, I've got a really good guy and I'm keeping him on my bench. It's about who I can get the best value for in 1 week.
No question about it. I do the projections at ESPN, so I just run them against the pricing every week, and then I'll pick out the best values. And those are the players we feature on the podcast that we do, the Daily Fantasy podcast every Thursday. We're doing it right now. And then we do charts at ESPN Plus, too, where you can see my projections compared to all the prices for every player, and it shows you the best value. So, you know, in general, if a guy is a good matchup, you're probably liking him in daily that week. So it depends where you're playing, which platform, right? Like, so DraftKings adjusts for schedule. Well, you know, if you play at DraftKings, you didn't realize that. Keep that in mind. You know, if a player has a very good or tough matchup, that's probably injected to some extent into the price. So it makes it tougher for sure, but you're right. It's a different element. Adding the pricing changes it up. But on the other hand, you know, you might, in season long, you may have drafted a player like, say, Josh Allen, right, who you mentioned before as a tough matchup against the Ravens, and you're just kind of forced to start him because of the matchup. Well, daily, you could just stay away that week. You know, you could find a player with a better matchup or a neutral matchup. You have a clean plate every single week to start from, and it's kind of, again, it's kind of a unique way to play the game.
Interesting matchups on the field. You got the Patriots versus the Chiefs, and, you know, suddenly, you know, for the Patriots, it's a pretty big game because obviously a home field advantage means a lot, not just over in the AFC, but for the first time in a long time, Mike, in their own division.
Yeah, no question about it. It's going to be something else, right, to watch this AFC unfold. I mean, it really is a lot of surprise teams making the jump really across the NFL, right, if you had a team like the 49ers that have made the leap this season. But, yeah, the Patriots and Chiefs, I don't even know who to pick. Like, are the Patriots finally falling off a little bit, or are they going to make us look like fools because we've been doubting them and they're going to go in and take care of business against the Chiefs? I mean, the Chiefs' defense has actually played better than expected this season as they switch back to the 4-3. New England obviously playing elite defense, but not quite as good on the offensive side of the ball. So it's going to be a fun one to watch play out. But I didn't mention the Ravens, right? It might be the best team in the NFL right now. Houston, Tennessee on the upswing. I mean, there's a lot of competitive teams right now.
Mike Clay joins us from ESPN. And, Mike, a few other ones for matchups on who you like or not. Hyde or Deebo Samuel in flex in a PPR? Who do you like?
Hyde or Debo? Ah, man. I'm going to lean towards the guy that I think has a much higher ceiling, which would be Debo Samuel. Now, I know they're playing at New Orleans. It's a very good defense, but Samuel has looked the part over the past month. He has really bloomed since they acquired Emmanuel Sanders. So I think he is the play. Carlos Hyde, look, he's had a nice renaissance with Houston, but he's not involved in the passing game pretty much at all. You're lucky if he gets one target. So that really limits him, and he's playing against, again, a pretty good Denver defense. I'm not sure he's going to be super efficient running it. And, again, a non-factor as a pass catcher. I'm going to go with Debo here.
If Adam Thielen's healthy, would you start him?
I definitely would, but it seems like an extreme long shot that he's going to play. In fact, he may have been ruled out already. He's pretty unlikely to play.
Okay. Now, here's one, because obviously I saw what happened last week, so it's hard to predict this when Ronald Jones missed the block and then didn't get in the game again. But between Jones and Peyton Barber up against the Colts, if you had to pick one of the Bucs running backs, which one do you like and why?
Yeah, I'll go with the better player, I think. I'm going to go Ronald Jones. If you have to pick, you might as well go with the starter, right? I mean, Bruce Arians still said Ronald Jones is the starter. Maybe they'll give him another long look this week. Who knows? But it has been a very frustrating backfield. I'm in some situations in deeper dynasty leagues where I have Ronald Jones, and I'm pivoting elsewhere, right? I'm going to try to put him on my bench. So just for perspective, I'm him ranked 33rd. I have Barber 42nd. I definitely don't want to use Barber. I mean, there's some weeks where he's completely disappeared as well and had zero carries, right?
Yeah.
So I definitely want to stay away from Barber. If I have to throw a dart, though, I'll go with the second-year back, Ronald Jones.
Yeah, Mike, how much time do you have to put into all your rankings every week? Like, how many hours does it take to come up with a ranking for each week?
Well, it's always an evolving process, right? But I would say, I start working when I wake up Sunday morning, and I'm not done working really until Thursday night football. It's just straight through, nonstop, with pretty much no breaks aside of some sleep. So it's a grind during the season, but hey, we'll vacation in the off season, right? Plenty of time for that.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Matt Ryan and this one comes in from Dan, Russell Wilson. Jeez, how do you get both those guys in your league? That's not bad.
Matt Ryan or Russell Wilson, you got to go Wilson.
Yeah,
on the road, but they're playing the Rams. He had a very, very good game against the Rams the first time with four touchdowns. Matt Ryan's headed the wrong direction, right? He was outstanding before his injury. When he came back from the injury, the defense was better, but the offense has been very bad. Now, perhaps getting Austin Hooper back will help his cause, as well as perhaps Julio Jones. But still, I don't think that's enough for me to place him over the guy leading the NFL in touchdown passes, Russell Wilson. So I think Ryan is a fine play this week. But listen, if you don't, you probably don't have, Ryan as well as Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes in most leagues. If you have them, you start them. If not, Ryan's a fine option.
What do you make of the Chiefs overall as a team? Mike, when you break down, obviously Pat Mahomes is still very good. Last year, the numbers were just so ridiculous that it's hard to match them. But when you look at the Chiefs, are they kind of a sleeping giant, or are they just not nearly as good as they were last year?
I think they are a little flying under the radar a little bit, right? Because the defense is playing better than last season. And at any given point, they could put 35, 40 points on the board with guys like Pat Mahomes and Kelce, Tyreek Hill, even Sammy Watkins. It's a team that has a major, massive, massive upside. So maybe perhaps we'll see that on display against the Patriots this week as they go into New England to face that defense that's been outstanding this season. As typically the case for me in recent years, I was a little too low on the Chiefs in the offseason. I did expect Mahomes to come back to earth a bit. That has happened. You can say what you want about the injuries. That's part of the game, right? That's it. That's why we expected him to come back to earth, because everything can't be perfect for an entire season like it was for the Chiefs last year, right? Guys get hurt, the quarterback gets a sore leg, and next thing you're not performing at that superstar best all-time sort of level, and we've seen that from Mahomes this season. But nonetheless, when he's been out there and he's been healthy, he's played at a high level, and that in itself is enough to make the Chiefs a contender. But with the defense playing better, that's going to really help their cause.
Appreciate it, Mike. I'm going to go rapid fire a few quick ones for you. You can just say yay or nay. Garoppolo or Breeze, who do you start?
That's a close one. They're playing each other, too. I'm going to go Breeze there.
Breeze
at home.
Goff or Darnold?
I'm gonna go with Darnold here against Miami. Great matchup at home.
Okay, and Winston or Tom Brady?
I'm going to go with Jameis here. I'll stick with him. He's at home, and the Colts are a pretty good defense, but he's been. We know he's a high ceiling with what he's done with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin this season. I'll go with that Winston.
Okay, and I'm going to ask one selfish one. This one's for me. A.J. Brown or D.D. Westbrook is my flex.
I'm going to go A.J. Brown. I like him a lot, and actually Adam Humphries is out, so that should maybe get Brown an extra target or two. So Brown, I like him a lot. I loved him coming into the league, and he's really starting to bloom as of late.
Mike, this is awesome, man. I appreciate it. Only, what, 3 more weeks, and then you can rest a little bit. So enjoy that. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for this.
Anytime, fellas. Take care.